Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. Brian Baldinger will join us in a moment. The music's really loud, and the song just keeps going. There we go. Is Fritz even in there?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Oh, okay, all right.
My mic's not on. Yeah, I'm just talking.
Oh, this guy.
He was on the phone.
He only had 7 minutes to get ready for it. It's like, come on, man. When we are joined by Baldy, of course, the Odyssey NFL Insider. He has also hosted the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I have to say, Broads was on one today. Too many topics with Broads, I think, today.
Yeah, it was a lot of topics. Yeah,
we had Jalen, we had his wife liking eat the gabagool. Here he is. Brian Baldinger joins us now. Hey, Baldy, thanks for joining us.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Baldy?
We're doing good, except for football team's not doing great. We're doing fine, though.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you a challenge for the first question.
Okay. All right, let's go, Spike.
Here's my challenge. Give me one piece of information that would make, based on what you have seen, that would make me optimistic about the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Field goal kicker is pretty good.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Maybe you should kick extra points rather than go for 2-point conversions.
Right.
If you just base that question, Spike, off what we saw last week in Chicago, you wouldn't say anything is good.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anybody do what Chicago did to Philadelphia in a long, long time. I don't know the last time I saw a team just pound another team in Philadelphia on their field like that. I can't recall.
So it happened on both sides of the football. We'll start with offense. I guess just a top line macro question: what is wrong, and why can't they move the football?
Well, they don't move, in order to move the football, I mean, it usually starts on the ground. You got to move the line of scrimmage, and they don't move the line of scrimmage. It's almost kind of like, honestly, like I'm a fan of the tush push. I like it. You know, I think it's Philly's own. They've developed it, and they've been good at it. But, you know, on third and one, sometimes you just want to go knock the hell out of somebody, you know, rather than try to tush push it and ball gets, ripped out of Jalen's hands and change the whole game. But, they're not moving the line of scrimmage. So that starts. And then, look, Chicago had success playing just a blitz zero look, and Jalen wasn't good against it. For whatever reason, he wasn't good. I mean, he had, Devontae's going to score a touchdown if he hits him in stride, the first time the ball is thrown. And then he's just late. He's just late with his throws. He sees it sometimes, and then he's late sometimes with it. And in this league, if you're late with the ball, I mean, it's just going to, these guys move too fast. They're going to close in. So third and six, you throw a ball late to A.J. Brown. They tackle him for a 3-yard gain, and you got to punt. So, some of it is the line of scrimmage. They're not doing good, obviously. Saquon goes from averaging 5.8 yards a carry a year ago to 3.7 yards a carry. I don't think Saquon has physically gone that far backwards, but it's just watching these games. I mean, they're not moving the line of scrimmage. And that was not a good run defense in Chicago at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Baldy. I didn't expect much resistance from this Bears team, but give them credit. They showed up, and they certainly dominated on the line of scrimmage. How much of that do you think, from an Eagles offensive standpoint, that not having Lane out there is either limiting what we can do or just hampering what we're able to do?
Well, I mean, look, Lane is the gold standard at right tackle in this business. I'm sure just getting in the huddle and seeing Lane there, you feel a whole lot better about your whole team.
Mm-hmm.
He just gives you that kind of confidence. I haven't seen a guy beat him all year. And then there's a trickle-down effect, Ike, you know, where, okay, Fred's now the starting tackle, and, you know, you don't have the same, you know, six offensive tackle formation that you had when Fred would go in there and play that, you know, that third tackle or mm-hmm. tight end position. So you kind of lose that. So there's a little trickle-down effect to it. But, you know, there's nobody that can cut off the backside in the run game the way nobody can run like Lane. Nobody can cut off on the backside the way he can.
Yeah.
So backside blocks are just as important as front side blocks. And so you're not getting the backside cutoffs either that you're used to seeing from Lane. And, you know, there's really nobody better in this whole business than that. So there is some of that for sure. And really the record with or without Lane kind of speaks to that to a great degree. But it doesn't absolve them from still not being able to move the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm also starting to notice something, too, that Jalen, it started in that Cowboys game, and I saw it a little bit in the Chicago game, leaving the pocket early, leaving the pocket when pressure appears to be there versus stepping up in the pocket and making throws. I know that's been an issue in the past. I'm just wondering if he is dropping his eyes versus sitting in there and seeing things, and he's feeling pressure that isn't there sometimes.
Well, he's been guilty of that, Ike. There's no question. In the past,
yeah,
he's guilty of that now. It's hard to say he should have seen this, he should have seen that. I mean, we don't know what the reads tell him to do. We don't know what he's been coached to do. So, like, I don't like to play a guessing game.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, A.J. Brown's their go-to guy. You know, you got a third down play, and A.J.'s in a crosser. And, you know, they basically run the play for him. They're clearing out the other side, throw the ball to A.J., get it to him in stride. He probably scores a touchdown in that game against Chicago. And I don't know what Jalen was looking at. Like, he's not looking at A.J., and then the pressure gets to him, and he kind of dumps it, tries to get it to Goddard, and it's too late. You know, there was a lot of third down stops there where, you know, you got to stay on the field on third down, and I thought there was opportunities. So some of it is certainly on Jalen and what he's looking at or what he isn't looking at for sure.
So before we get to the defense, because that was a stunning display from them as well, last thing on the offense is there has been, both nationally and here, a focus on the play calling. When you're watching it, are you saying to yourself, what's going on with the play calling, or does it seem more like the plays are there and they're not making them?
I thought I have seen that before, Spike. I've seen that. But I didn't think last week it was play calling. I mean, they put a play in to start the third quarter that was, you know, you could tell it. They're trying new things. They have two backs in the backfield. They, you know, they fake it, you know, to one, and they throw it to Saquon. Saquon doesn't look like he knows the ball's coming to him. And it looks just like an ugly play. I'm sure everybody was booing. The people that, you know, had already gotten their beer at halftime, you know, I'm sure they were letting them know about it. It just seemed like a weird play. But for the most part, I thought there was opportunities to make a lot of plays last week, and they didn't get them done. And so I don't want to – I could have done that with other games with Kevin where it looked like I could call this play out, you know, just from watching it. But I thought there was a lot of opportunities last week, especially in a 10-9 game. There was a lot of opportunities to go win that game in the second half, I thought.
So over the defense, you know, there have been times this year where teams have run on the Eagles, but it has never looked like that. So when you're watching that back, were they just dominated physically? Like, what caused the Bears to be able to run on the Eagles the way they were able to do it?
Well, there was no run fits. I mean, you know, the goal line touchdown run by an un guy, I don't know what Jalen Carter's doing. He's going upfield out of his gap. Chasing a quarterback, maybe on a bootleg, but I mean, just open up the gap on the goal line. You just don't see goal line defenses like that. Goal line defense, you just plug your gaps. You know, you just penetrate as much as you can, and you make it hard to score. And they just, Manung guy walked in. But, you know, some of those runs, DJ Moore's in the backfield, they made it look like that was a big deal. You know, like they're covering, like the ends are covering DJ Moore coming out of the backfield, and they're running the split zone and just open up the backside. I mean, You know, I think Darnell Wright's a good player, but he looked like he was, you know, Anthony Munoz out there. You know, Larry Allen. You know, I mean, he was just caving in the whole side. And nobody seemed like the run fits were awful. Like, where were they? Yeah. Like that, and then the tackling was atrocious by everybody, whether it was Sidney Brown, you know, Blankenship. I mean, the tackling was atrocious. So, you know, runs that went for 30 yards or 17 yards should have gone for 5. So, but, you know, up front, you know, that's where it all starts. With you should be able to put a blindfold in week 13 on guys, and they know exactly where they're supposed to be. And that wasn't the case.
You know, this is just dumb regular guy analysis like me and not tape yeah. like you. It looked like a team that let go of the rope to me. You know, I haven't seen the Eagles physically dominated like that in a very long time. And they have that, given all the injuries, they still have, they should not look the way that they looked. And that was the thing that felt bad to me. It just felt like a team that wasn't there mentally.
Well, I would go further. Like, did they hit anybody in that game? Did you hear one hit? Did you see one hit? Like, we just watched Christian Ellis lay out Jackson Dart the other day.
Man.
Illegal hit.
Yeah.
Like, illegal hit, right, Ike?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he sent, like, what? I didn't see a single hit in that game.
Yeah.
You know, like, did anybody want to hit anybody? I know it's Black Friday. Maybe everybody thought we should be, like, shopping at the Cherry Hill Mall or something. But, like, I didn't see a single hit in that game. Like, nobody smacked anybody.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what Philadelphia – I mean, Philadelphia fans have seen bad football, but at least if we see some hitting out there, like, you know, we're going to be a little bit more charged up than what they were. Like, I didn't see a single hit in that game.
I agree.
So we don't see much of the Chargers. We play the Chargers on Monday night. What are we looking at in that game, like, from an opponent standpoint? Like, what kind of a team is it? What can we take advantage of, and what do we have to worry about the most?
Well, Justin Herbert just had his hand surgically repaired. I don't know, left hand. But I don't know, handing off the ball or taking a snap, if that's going to be an issue. That's one thing.
Yep.
It looks like he's going to play. But, you know, he just have surgery. You might want to test, like, how good that, you know, the sewing of that surgery is. Just test it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they're playing two backup tackles in there. It's not what it was. They're playing a fourth-team running back, Kalani Vidal. But they better take the kid serious now.
Yes, sir.
300-yard games this year as a backup. I don't know if Amarian Hampton's ready to go net or not, but he's a big-time back if he is. They play two defensive tackles at fullback. Matlock is one of them. He's 315 pounds. He's a lead blocker. You know, he kind of does everything, a little like Patrick Ricard of Baltimore. Defensively, they got a kid right from West Philadelphia, you know, high school, Pierre Tart. Kind of anchors the middle, but you know, Deion, you know, Derwin James and Khalil Mack, and you know, I mean, Denzel Perriman, Deion Henley, like all those guys will smack you. They're all good players. I mean, it took two plays last week for Khalil Mack to get the ball out of Geno Smith's hands. The guy's got 36 forced fumbles in his career. Like you better, you know, be able to buckle it up against that guy. He's got heavy hands. He's got great power. You know, he's on his way to a Hall of Fame career right now. So, Derwin James, number three, like, the closer he is to the line of scrimmage, the more damage he gets and more damage he does. So, they're good physical defense. They play a lot of press man coverage, young corners, Tarheeb Still, like, you know, some of these guys are young, but they're used to, like, manning you up on the outside. So, you're going to get some one-on-ones for sure for Devontae and for AJ in this game.
All right, Baldy, thanks as always. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you got it, guys. See you, man.
There he is, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. As Baldy was talking about that game, I was trying to think of a way to describe what that game looked like to me in a personal way. It's almost like if we had to show up and do the show at 8 in the morning one day.
Right.
Like, and nothing, everything looks the same, but, oh, I forgot to do this.
Yeah.
I forgot to. Saquon just getting hit in the head with that pass, which is what happened, or the Devontae Jalen thing. And this is not an excuse, but, and everyone just doesn't have the same energy that they normally have.
I think that was a big part of it.
It just felt wrong. The whole game felt wrong.
It, and this is not an excuse. But it seemed like to me they allowed what happened in Dallas to carry over into the game against Chicago. They weren't ready to play. It took a while for them to get going, and it seemed like they got a little jolt of energy when Jalen finally hit AJ for that touchdown.
Yeah.
Right, they got a little jolt of energy there, and then you get the pick from Jalix Hunt, and then boom, we fumble it.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is deflating to a team that's struggling to get things going right. They may not even know it consciously. It may be happening subconsciously, where you lower your, you hang your head, shoulders slumping. It's like, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
And I do wonder if being on the road for Black Friday is better, because obviously they
I said that last week.
You have Thanksgiving at home.
Yes.
Rather yeah. than, you know, we can still
they
have.
They had all their families in town. Chicago, they're traveling here. They don't have to worry about cooking for family. They ate together at the hotel together. They're locked in. They're focused. This is a playoff game for them. This is their Super Bowl. They're about to play on national TV against the defending Super Bowl champion. Let's show what we got. Whereas the Eagles are like, man, we just blew a 21-point lead in Dallas. Family's here. Everybody's licking their wounds. The family's telling y'all to be all right, baby. Y'all all right. You won the Super Bowl. So instead of being angry and ready to take the field Friday to get a W, it's like, Chicago, we don't really, whatever.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah. And that's how they played.
Yeah.
I can't believe the defense played like that Friday, man. The offense we've been yelling about all year being the same way.
Yes.
The defense, the last two games, they've been run up and down the field, explosive plays everywhere. It just has not looked like the defense under Vic Fangio that we have become accustomed to watching. Did Zach Bond plays?
Well, that goes to what Baldy said. Can you remember one big hit?
No.
Jordan Davis had a big stop.
We love N'Kobe. Yeah. He normally makes a big hit somewhere.
Can't think of one.
Nope.
When you looked at the schedule before the season, nobody looked at this Chargers game. Yeah, it's a good team. It's Monday Night Football. But nobody looked at this game saying, boy, that is a big game. Well, this game on Monday night now,
gotta have it.
This is do or die. We talk about must win, all that kind of stuff. This isn't one of those games. Well, this isn't one of those games that you can go in and say, hey, we lost 27-24, but we saw some good things.
No.
It's like, no.
Nope.
They have to win the game now. They have to win this game.
Damn Cowboys are on our heels.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah.
You know, a little push from a team that, you know, that's just challenging you for the division. Jerry Jones pretty much came out and said it. We gotta run the table and win the division to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and they do.
And you know what they're relying on? Us folding.
Yes, they feel it.
Yep.
They feel it. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant? Nope. Anthony. Anthony's got 3 seconds. 2, 1. All right, nope. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Nick.
What up, Nick?
Being here. But before I get into that.
Before you get into what?
Just to hear.
I didn't hear what you said.
Can my team get a real offense before I get into that?
Okay.
I got to do some house cleaning. I haven't talked to you guys since last week.
Mm.
So, Spritz, you broke the funeral chain. I mean,
it's my first time in a procession.
When you're born, and you know, as a man, as a boy, your testicles drop. Like,
all right,
you automatically know the universal rules of driving.
Well, in a funeral procession? I mean, look, I knew the idea.
Well,
it was the execution.
Also, Nick, he said it's his first time doing it. It's drive in a straight line and don't stop. It's not.
Follow the car in front of you.
It's like the Eagles offense of driving. There's only one play.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
Again.
Run the ball.
I knew heading into it what the game plan was. But once I got out there, I froze a little bit.
Jalen, are you switching up Jalen at the line of scrimmage? Is that what you're doing?
I'm running a Jalen offense.
Yeah.
They gave you two plays, ball left, run ball right, and then you got up there and you forgot A and B.
Yeah, well, listen, I got caught by the red light.
Well, thank God the GPS didn't break the same
exactly.
time. Because then you would have just drove in circles on Westchester Pike or whatever. Now, Spike, I was watching, you know, I give my wife one TV night. Like, I pick all the drama movies, you know, did Task, did all that, did all those TV shows. But I give her a little something, right? So last night was The Voice. We record it on Monday, watch it on Tuesday, because we don't like commercials.
Okay.
This dude got on there, and this is what he sang. Long neck, beer never broke my heart. That was a lyric.
Yeah,
that was a chorus. Wasn't a lyric. Long neck, beer never broke my heart.
I know these the idiots.
Long neck, ice cold beer. Come on, man.
Oh, right, ice cold beer. That's right.
Ice cold.
That now it makes sense.
These country idiots. Yeah. All right, go on to the Eagles.
I don't care. Like I want to blame. I blamed everybody, and I'm tired of blaming people. I need my squad to show up. So you brought something up, Spike. I'm not ignoring you. Love you, brother.
No, go ahead.
I'm afraid of you,
no,
so you'll beat me up. And you beat me up yesterday. So 2023.
Yep.
The 49ers came in here and crushed our heart and spirit.
They broke the team.
Broke us. Yep. And then we went to Dallas the week after, and they blew us out by 30. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're telling me that the Cowboys 2 weeks ago and the Bears Black Friday, is this? So we're in that same spot now. Two bad back-to-back losses late in the year. Are we 23? Are we 25? Like, which team are we? And it looks like 23. And they can, and Hockey Broads, Jalen Lover, and ESP, and all these dudes can tell me they're the best team, the best coach quarterback since they ever rolled the football out. I'm not trying to hear any of that. Everybody get on the field and show me what they got, because I'm tired. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Well, you know, so we asked Jordan Mylott on Monday about when Elliott asked him about 23 versus this year. And he staunchly said, as he should, that it's nothing like 23. The detail within the team is not like 23 and all those things. And I believe he feels that way. Mm-hmm. But there are two ways for your car to break down. And at the end of the day, your car is still broken down either way. It could be your alternator. It could be your engine. It could be whatever it is. And you can't tell me. And it's not that I don't think they're trying, but you can't tell me every week that the attention to detail is great. And then you get out there and you're the fifth most penalized team in football. Or you can't get out there and the quarterback and the wide receiver don't know which way the wide receiver's running. And the running back doesn't know the ball is coming. Like, to a certain degree, I don't really care if the detail during the week is different than 23 if the result is the same. You see what I'm saying?
And I'll address this to Ike.
Yeah.
You said earlier this week after you got put in the corner over the weekend, you've accepted that this is who our quarterback is. Yeah. And you said earlier today, you accepted who this coach is.
Yeah.
You're telling me, it's not an offensive statement.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to turn around. Mm-hmm. You couldn't spell hockey on your first year at WIP, right?
That's true.
But now you're muckling and grinding with the hockey puck guy that comes on at 4:30 or 3:30, whatever.
Yes. Right?
So you're telling me these adults getting paid millions of dollars. And even if you don't have a brain cell and you faked it your entire life, you can't watch LA tape. You can't watch tape and tell Jalen, hey, listen, we got to fake this better. We got to start copying some of the other coaches' plays because what we're doing is like, you're telling me you can't solve this.
I do believe there's a block there. There's a ceiling there. Yeah, I do believe that, Nick. And listen, I appreciate you recognizing my growth and my hockey knowledge. I certainly appreciate that, yes, since back in those days. But I do believe with athletes, there is a ceiling to who you are as a player. Now, you can get better in some areas. I just don't know if Jalen's ever going to be comfortable throwing the ball over the middle of the field. I think he's always going to be risk-averse because there's something about him, there's an insecurity there about his status to where he knows that one thing that'll get him benched or removed from being that guy is turning the ball over and losing football games. So he would much rather not do that. You can say it's a mental block or what have you, but for him, it's worked for him to get him to where he's at. And Coach Sirianni, I think Coach Sirianni, you know, obviously we didn't know him when he was coaching in Indy and some of the other places where he had different job titles, but here, the play calling aspect of the game and him being the coach as well and handling all the other responsibilities, I think it lessens him as a coach from the standpoint of how effective he is in those areas. In other words, I don't know how great of a coordinator he would be as a head coach also. Maybe he would be a better play caller if he wasn't the head coach.
Right, that's a lot to do.
Yeah, he just focused on play calling. Maybe he would be better at it then. But doing both of them is already shown it gives you a lesser effective coach in Nick Sirianni. You would admit he's been more effective as a coach doing it the way he's doing it now versus trying to do it all at once.
Nick, real quick, as we got to go, give us someone who was big in the 90s.
Dude, I mean, like Bruce, man. Bruce Willis had some
knocks. Bruce Willis.
We didn't know which Bruce you were going with.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it for 90 years. I can't say nine generations.
Thank you for
Spike hates the boss.
Yeah, it's not like Springsteen was big in the 90s. So, but Bruce Willis, absolutely. Bruce Willis is a good answer.
And that's when Bruce blew up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, the hotly contested Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Everyone's gunning for it.
We have a new number one.
We do?
We have a new number one.
Wow.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly. Fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Or you can get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring in your phone. And you can also add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Philly Sports Talk that travels with you. WIP Mornings cover it the way Philadelphia fans expect. Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show with us, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Wednesday. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there. Sign the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Better 90s show, Seinfeld or Friends is the Twitter question. The results do not surprise me. Yeah.
Seems like Seinfeld would be bigger, right?
And Seinfeld has held up longer, I think. I think Seinfeld's had with a younger crowd.
It has?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like Buzz is a psycho about Seinfeld.
Buzz is a psycho.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know.
Memorize a lot of the
He's
episodes?
Able to memorize a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Now, do you think they came back because of Curb, or did Curb have anything to do with it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe Curb got them interested in Seinfeld and they watched Seinfeld.
Well, the weird thing with younger people now is they have access to everything that ever happened at the touch of their finger, from music to movies to TV. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were younger, we would have to wait for a TV show to come on TV.
Yeah.
Missed those days, by the way.
Maybe you would get the VHS of it at some point and then you could watch it on demand.
You would get the season at the end?
Yes.
Right? Where you'd go back. I did that at 24. I have the first five seasons of 24 on DVD.
DVD, and even before
that's gotta be pretty good.
We had tapes. Dude. I never watched 24.
24, I loved it.
Dude, Jack Bauer's.
I think I missed the first season. How many seasons was it? Was it only five?
Dude, there was like, I think it ended up being 12?
Yeah. I got out of there at some point.
Once you start realizing that there's 24 hours in a day, he's going across the entire city of Los Angeles.
He's doing a lot in one day.
He never takes a bathroom break or eats. You know, you're like,
Right, you're right.
It's hard to keep up with.
Hold on,
But early 24 was a problem.
Yeah, I was in on it in the early 24s,
I didn't watch a lot of shows. I'm trying to think when I stopped watching so much TV. Maybe it was trying to think. I watched a lot when I was in high school.
That's when you were a big guy.
Yes, big fatty. Yep. We will have the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up. Emily, the teacher, makes her return. You're back on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hi, fellas. Been a minute. How y'all doing?
What's up, Em?
Doing all right. How you doing, Emily?
Yeah, it's been a rough Philly sports month, so yes. I don't like to call in when we're losing. It's not that I'm not a fan when we're losing. I don't like to talk about it when we're losing.
So you waited for the Sixers to win by 20, and that's when you checked
back
in.
There you go.
That's correct. How did you know?
Yeah, I saw your name pop up, and I was like, oh, that was a fun win last night, of course.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not calling in for that, but I did see your post on Twitter about the fun fact about Joel taping his Skechers commercial and then having the day off. I thought, oh man, that's interesting to think about there.
Yeah, it is weird that he was ruled out on the 9th, and then he recorded the Skechers commercial on the 10th, and then he had a right knee injury on the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it,
well,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what?
Okay.
You know what I've decided, Emily, even though I've sworn off, I'm ready for the Embiid era to be over. I'm not going to turn into a hater. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just going to patiently wait for it to end.
Okay.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
That's a good strategy there. Yeah, that's good.
We'll see how long it lasts. Yeah.
I'm actually calling. I'm hoping to pick Mr. Ike's brain today as a former player. So was that Mayock, the expert you had on a little earlier today?
No, it was Baldy.
Brian Baldy.
Baldy, yeah.
Yeah.
So I really liked his take. You guys asked him, you know, what he thought of the play calling or of execution, and he said, you know, he thinks the creativity's there and we're just not executing. Offensive line's doing, I guess, what they can with what they have, and we're, you know, that play trying to shovel it or whatever to Saquon, it just didn't work. So it made me think, all right, so maybe we do have play calling is not so bad and we're just not executing. So I went on the Eagles app, and I'm not trying to insult the intelligence of our audience members here, but I had no idea that we have coaches. I mean, I know there's so many coaches on the sidelines. I was going to look for the quarterback coach because I'm like, I'm just thinking of that one play that Jalen missed Goddard. He had the whole wide open ocean in front of him in the middle of the field for a touchdown. He tried to force it to Devontae. I'm sure there were more in the game. So I'm like, let me see who the quarterback coach is. Why aren't we talking about this quarterback coach more? And then I see this long list. There's a coach called the passing game coordinator.
Yes.
Yep.
Quarterback? I'm scrolling here. You have to go so far down. Offensive quality control.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah, little less important.
The job description of the offensive quality control coach, because it sounds like they should be controlling more of the quality of our offense.
Well, those are more like not necessarily interns, but they are like the young coaches that are coaches in training.
So they just give them a fancy title to have them feel important to do something.
And I think they probably keep track of smaller things that the coordinator is not able to keep track of.
They do
gives
all
them
the
information.
Yes. 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 All the busy work.
The administrative roles that do all the B word work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Because I'm like, why aren't we talking about this quarterback's coach? And then I'm like, wait a minute. We have an offensive quality control person?
It all falls on
once it gets the quality control. Yeah, once it gets if it's got quality control attached to him, just assume that he's a younger coach with not much influence.
Okay, so what about passing game coordinator?
Now, he should have a little more influence. Yes, that is an actual position. The problem is,
of course,
No, I just don't know how much influence these guys have. Yeah. So, like, with Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni there, they are the heavies in the room when it comes to the passing game. Jeff Stoutland is the run game coordinator. So he sort of heads that. Those are your three central figures on the offensive side as far as coaches. Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo, Jeff Stoutland.
The way I would describe it, Emily, we have Max who cuts our video or whatever, puts it on social. Like, you're not going to blame Max for what we say on the air. Right, it really just comes down to us. We're the ones, you know. So,
this is your quality control person then?
That would
be just the administrative guy off to the side.
No,
I'm not doing the B work.
Yeah, he would be more of a position coach.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Everyone, relax, lock in a little bit. Yeah.
I had to fit it in. You know, I'll give you some props today. You did help Spike out when he couldn't think of the word revolving door today.
Thank you.
Good job.
That's not going to get clipped and posted on social.
You get a sticker. Good work today.
Thank you. Five stars.
Really proud of you.
Yeah. Star of the week. Do they still do star of the week in elementary school?
The student of the week.
All right.
Man, I used to, hey, listen.
Were you ever?
I didn't get many of those, but I got a few of them, boy. And boy, was I happy.
Yeah, I never got one. Shocker.
Oh, man.
Emily.
And you know what? But you and I have something else in common. I also have my tragus pierced in my ear.
Oh, really? Yeah, I took mine out.
I also have my rook. Do you know what part of the ear that is? The rook?
I'm just glad it's the ear.
All right, hold on. What's it? Spell it.
R-O-O-K, like the chest piece,
the
rook.
The rook. Oh, is it just the top of the cartilage?
It's like the inside cartilage, like that little curve on the inside.
Yeah, I've seen people have like a half moon piercing.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, looks like it hurts.
Only when you first get it done.
Nothing hurts more than stretching your earlobe.
Oh, I'm not.
That is the craziest thing.
Do the gauges?
I've ever seen. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's
crazy. Unbelievable.
Well, and then it doesn't stretch.
It doesn't go back. Yes.
You weren't ever a gauge man?
No.
I'm surprised.
No.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
And I've told my son.
Well, I'm expecting.
Yeah.
I
told him, dude, don't come in here with that. I'm just letting you know now.
Well, he's the type.
I know, but I'm just saying, there's a limit to everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need you messing up what God created, which is natural beauty,
right,
by putting pins and holes and all in your face and your ears and all that nonsense.
Yep.
You will have to get a real job at some point.
That's my dad's number one rule, and he's listening now because I told him I was calling in. Hi, Daddy.
Emily.
That's why I don't have any tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that part. I can't. There's no turning back for me. Emily, give us somebody who was big in the 90s.
Okay, so I'm not sure if this was 90s or early 2000s, but how about the N1 mixtapes?
Ooh, N1 was 90s.
That was late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, that's 90s. I remember burning DVDs and me and my brother in the driveway trying to do the move. I believe
N1 was based in Malvern when it started, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the brand was. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
So, yeah, the professor.
That's right. Yes.
The professor's still out there.
He's still out there.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Emily. Yeah, there's the TikTok. He's all over TikTok, the professor.
Yeah, I was a big N1 guy.
Oh, yeah.
I had the N1 shoes.
Yeah.
You have the slip-ons.
And you have the t-shirt with the guy with no face, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, N1 was huge, man.
Let's get to the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Ranking.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Well, when things go bad for the Eagles, it's bad for the Eagles, it's bad for the fans, it is good for the Insiders. There's a lot going on right now, and I'm just going to say this off the top. There's so much going on. There's so many reports. Elliot Shore Parks is not in the top five.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again.
Man, you revealed that already? He's not in the top five?
These guys are actually doing work.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. He wasn't in it last week.
Well,
he's in it.
I think he was five last week.
Yeah. That's because, again, most of them took the week off.
Yeah.
It was a pity top five entry. Wow.
He's a contentsman. Look, if it was Eagles content guy of the year, it would be number one or three or something. But
I mean, you saw us yelling at him yesterday.
Yeah, it's great for content.
Yeah.
But insider?
No. He's living off the Ojulari thing.
Yeah, we don't even know where that guy is.
He doesn't even know if he's still an Eagle.
And he also said Dallas Goedert was getting traded. Anyway, number five on the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings, he has slipped, is D. Gunn.
Yeah.
Oh, D. Gunn, listen, he sent the bomb off a couple weeks ago, and I haven't heard from him since.
Need a new scoop,
D. Gunn.
Let's go.
Number four, John Clark.
Yeah, Clarky.
Did have the report that that there is mutual interest between the Eagles and Darius Slay on a return. Number three, Jimmy Kempski.
Yeah, see, listen, Kempski's.
What did Kempski have?
He's been on here a couple times this year.
Kempski had that his sources told him that the lack of planned runs is Jalen's choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Number two, Jeff McClain. Now, McClain had that same report. But he also did something today that let us know that Jeff McClain is working on something else. So we will have that for you in a moment. But number one is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he wasn't
number one last week?
He was number two last week.
Oh, okay.
So Hugh not only had all the Jalen stuff, but he also today said that Darius Slay and the Eagles, like Darius Slay is coming back to the Eagles.
He did.
He tweeted it. Now, does he know? We don't know. We do credit activity. And if he ends up being right.
Right.
You know? Now, if he's wrong, that'll hurt him.
Yeah.
We credit
I feel like
activity.
Hugh has said a whole lot that he should be stuck up there for a while. Oh, well,
yeah.
He's working for it. He cares.
Yes.
That's
he does care.
Ask.
He came out today. He's talking about Eagles Insider of the Year in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yep. He said, keep him in mind.
He cares. He cares. So I mentioned Jeff McClain is working towards something. So we had the coordinator availabilities today. And Jeff McClain had a series of questions to Kevin Petullo that sort of make it seem like McClain knows something and he's digging. Mm-hmm. So here is, there's two of these, right, Jack? Here is the first one.
How much of the playbook is being utilized on a week-to-week basis?
As far as the overall playbook, I think when you look at it, there's certain things that we generally like to do from week to week, and there's other ways we're trying to find new things to try to help create explosives or do different things. So I think when you look at the overall game plan, depending on what the defense presents and depending on what we think we can put in that amount of time, it varies. You know, the call sheet, obviously, throughout the years has kind of been similar as far as the volume numbers, and it just depends on whether or not it materializes in the game. Unfortunately, the other day, we didn't have a lot of plays in the first half the way it went, so in the second half, we had to throw it more, and it got a little bit different. And it's been a funny year as far as that kind of stuff. Like, it's the game flows has been just different. Haven't been in a lot of normal flows, only a few times, like the Giants game, the Vikings, where we've had a consistent flow where plays are just kind of coming off the call sheet.
So I give McClain credit. It was a good question. I also give Petullo credit, who gave a very long answer and didn't answer Jeff McClain.
No.
Made it sound like he was answering him, but didn't quite answer him. So he asked, how much of the playbook is
might being... be head coach material.
Yes, yes. He's certainly better early at this than Nick was.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jeff asked, how much of the playbook is being utilized? Here's the second question from Jeff.
How much are the fact that certain concepts... obviously, the crossing routes, digs, stuff that haven't been as prevalent, is that related to Jalen and what he's comfortable doing or what you guys think that he is best at doing?
I think if it presents itself that week, we usually have it in, and it's just whether or not we get to it in the game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Jeff is digging. He's digging.
Well, he certainly has an angle he wants to go with.
Yeah.
Would not surprise me, you know, no disrespect to Jeff and his journalism and his homework he does, but, you know, listening to this show and this station a lot, you can come up with ways to be able to discuss other things that you previously would not have discussed, but it gets discussed on our airways an awful lot. You know, you get a bad rap for some of the things that you will put out there.
Oh, me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. At times. And you may be early to the party with some of these things, but then when they start to unfold, then everybody wants to start to discuss those things as if it's something new that's been said.
The crossing route.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, yes.
So
what makes me think, I wonder if McClain already has his scoop and he is getting the answers to try to write the story to say at least he did ask the question when he releases it.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the McClain bombshell about Banner leaving. It happened in the middle of the night because I had just started back here at IP and I was the web guy. And I remember I woke up to the news that Joe Banner was this story must have dropped at like 3 or 4 a.m. or something like that, because that was a McClain one. I wonder. I wonder if McClain has one and he's digging. I wonder. Or if he's just...
Yeah, I mean, listen, they... Like I said, when these things are being discussed, I think the other people who cover the sport start to pay attention to these things because it's being discussed as much as it does. And we on WIP discuss a lot of these things. Like, we discuss a lot of these things all the time.
Yeah.
As much as people want to say they don't listen, everybody is clearly listening. Just look at the numbers.
I get a lot of, I heard what you said yesterday. This is why WIP is dying. And I was like, you heard what I said. the other one I get, the funniest one, I got this at Fan too, was, man, I miss the old WIP. Everybody now is just hot takes. And I think the old WIP was Angelo and Howard. What are you talking about? It was the same thing at Fan. Yeah. Everybody's like, I miss the old days when we had journalists. And I was like, Mike and the Mad Dog and Imus? That was the old journalism days of WFAN, the reasonable takes of a Mad Dog going,
Yeah, well, listen, if this thing falls, if it goes off the rails, well, I'm waiting on McManus's story.
Yep.
Somebody will have something from behind the scenes.
McLean, McManus, I'm trying to think. Well, and so let's get back to Elliott for a second.
Yeah.
So Elliott's not in the top five, has not been much of an insider, has asked good questions. We've given him credit for that.
He's done a good job,
but he's
not doing insider stuff.
If I were to ask you, Jack, as a sports betting guy,
right,
what are the odds right now that Elliott repeats as Eagles insider of the year?
Dude, he's behind you.
Yes, he is.
Which we
you.
Did not have on our bingo card.
No, we didn't.
Heading in. Or Deegan.
Yeah,
so, I mean, Elliott's like plus 2,000 right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Plus 2,000?
What's he? He has to have, I think, the scoop. Like, what happened?
The big one.
Yeah, like, where's the disconnect at? He's not going to get that.
Well, listen, you know the scoop that everybody really wants to know about.
What happened between Jalen and AJ?
Yes, that's the one. That's the scoop everybody
I'm putting it out there. If one of these guys gets that,
they automatically win.
You're going to win.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
Because that's the real scoop. Like, the play call, all that stuff is nice.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
Real stuff. But Ike, he's plus 2,000. I mean.
Well, what's more likely? Ike first, then Jack. What's more likely? Eagles win the Super Bowl or Elliott repeats as Eagles Insider of the Year?
Man.
Wow.
I think Elliott's had a better year than the Eagles. There's better competition for Elliott this year.
I would say,
because I actually think Eagles are around plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl at this point.
Yeah, plus 900.
Really?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I cashed out my bet.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
I
got him at plus 8.
I flushed my $50 Jalen MVP bet down the drain.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Well,
dude, I have 100. I have two different bets.
Yeah. It was a good emotional hedge.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It was. So I
would say it's probably more likely.
Eagles are plus 1,000. I'm sorry.
So it's gone up even. It's went the other way even more.
They're fifth. The Rams are plus 450. Seahawks plus 750. Packers plus 850. Bills at plus 900. And the Eagles are right there with the Patriots at plus 1,000. So what's more likely? Elliott wins Eagles insider of the year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Elliott wins insider of the year.
Jack?
Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a lot of faith in Elliott right now.
Well, I don't really, but also there's not that much competition in football this year.
That's a good point.
I think there's stiff competition with Eagles inside of the year, especially now that Hugh's in the mix.
Yeah, well, and Hugh is relentless.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somebody's going to come out with that story.
Oh, it'll be a doozy.
Somebody is eventually going to say what the hell is really going on with Jalen and AJ.
And I say this for some things, that, hey, you're going to have to rip me out of the studio at 6 o'clock. The day that story comes out.
We're coming in early.
Yeah, and Fritz at 6.
Forget about that. Yeah, that's out.
You can be here.
Breaking news.
So this is going to hurt you.
Oh, Slay is signing with the Lions.
Former Steelers and Eagles cornerback Darius Slay got claimed today on waivers by the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, so we didn't have claimed on waivers.
Yeah, that's different.
But still, Hugh said he was coming to the Eagles.
But it may have been if he doesn't get claimed on waivers.
Mutual interest, like Clarkie put it.
Yeah, so he had to go through waivers.
So I got to put Clark up one.
Yep.
and Hugh downed one.
Easily dropped.
Yeah. That's the first time this happened.
Yeah.
It's like they knew that Inside of the Year is going on right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I asked Elliot yesterday, is it pop? This drops Elliot. I directly asked Elliot. When he was here, did I not ask him, what are the odds someone claims him on waivers? Yeah. And he said, nobody's going to claim him. What does that guy even know? What's coming up in the top five of five,
John? Oh, right. So the things that Ike is never going to relent on.
Wow.
The
things Ike is never... It hasn't been an Ike top five in a while.
Well, no, not since last week.
Yeah. Not since last week, yeah.
Yeah, not since last week.
Listen, whenever he got a little bit of a brain, I'm stuck.
I don't even know where he's going with this. Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty harmless.
All right, that's all good.
It's harmless.
I'm actually interested in hearing.
Listen, you're pretty staunch in your ways.
Yeah.
And we're going to get...
More than him?
Yeah, I actually do kind of think so.
There's no way.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We'll see.
Okay, all right.
We'll see.
I was going to say, I got a little flex to me.
The top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players that you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.